Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Hello, everybody. This is the third live hour of Perfect Pathways on RBN. And it's April 2nd, 2017. And the call-in number is 800-313-9433. And we've had a discussion of creation, development of the smart dust, which are sensors to be used over the world's population. And we now talk about the formation of how that data simulates within your medical record and how it's developed. First of all, I'll just give you a very quick history before we go into the accounting of it and how each human will be counted on the tax books of the future, which are actually going on right now. Third party payers, like government agencies and insurance companies and employers, they've chosen to change the payment methods for doctors and hospitals, really without, in my opinion, considering the patient's needs or even the medical effectiveness of treatment. And the idea is to put the increase of costs as a continued upward curve, not the bell curve system, as you would think. Now, during World War II, employers added health insurance as a fringe benefit, and it was really costs for care grew, but other costs started to increase for people that needed more health care. So Congress, they enacted what's called the Medicaid, which is for the states, and the Medicare, which you're familiar with. And that was to cover hospital and medical bills and for the people over the age 65. And there was a person that I met in my travels. I had gotten out of university medical system, and I was offered a couple positions, and in those days no one ever thought about computers in the major sense, because computers were IBM was the leader in that, and most of the computers are quite large in size. And there was a person whose name was Ross Perot, and he had a company out of Texas, and he had received a government contract and to develop some way to manage healthcare by mathematics. The word matrix was not used then. And he was to go around and find the brightest people to put into the G Company. And we, long and short of it, the idea was to figure out the diagnostic-related group system for on fixed fees. The idea was what was wrong is no one was around to figure out the value scale system and in terms of length of stay that the person would be in the hospital. And that was the basis of the mathematics. And the computers in those days had large spreadsheets. They were approximately 2.5 feet wide, and each section would be about a foot and a half in width, you know, in breadth. And so you had literally thousands of pages with computer code and data on there of patients and diagnosing anything, but no one had figured out the matrix of these things. And I didn't have any money when I left school, and I had some friends in Hollywood, and they thought that I had gotten lost in the government system somewhere. They thought that I had died. I remember going on to the steps of the people's in Malibu Beach. I won't forget it. I'm not going to tell you the name of the person I saw because they were movie stars. But the thing is that they weren't real big stars in those days either. That was another thing. And so standing in front of me was a guy, you know, he was into motorcycles in Malibu, okay? That probably gives away his identity. But the thing is that he says, where in the hell have you been? You know, the thing is, well, you know, I've gotten in the medical scene, and this is what it is, and that's what I'm doing, and that type of thing. He said, you got to come in. He says, and we talked a little bit. He says, I met a guy down in Hollywood, in the Crescent City. He says, that's the thing. He says, he was asking around, you know, to put together a team. And I says, what it was for? He says, well, it's something's got to do with computers, you know, that type of thing. Long story short, Ross Perot only wanted 9 people in the team. I didn't know that. And I met him, and I didn't know who he was. And we sat down. In those days, you didn't have open coffee shops either. That's a luxury the millennials today take for granted, or the people who come from other countries, like European countries, who come in and buy mansions in fancy neighborhoods today, and they have their little coffee shops and their whole thing. Get their nails done, ride in their Mercedes, and do the whole thing. And I'm not exaggerating that. That's exactly what's going on. So coffee shops were considered very intimate kind of settings, and Ross Perot, he was introduced at this table by another famous person, which I won't mention. And I'll be writing about this sequence that happens in this cafe, by the way. But the thing is that he looked at me in the strangest way. And, you know, he was like he was a very personable person. Out in the outside world, he was a tough dude, man. So he had, most business in those days was done on napkins. And he looked at me, and he leaned over at me. He says, I understand you're a very bright guy. Well, you got to remember that, you know, I'm not like it is today. I'd tell it to ram it up yours, you know. But I was a very, believe it or not, the whole thing I'd been through, very shy guy, you know. And anything, and I said, well, you know, I think the answer was, you know, I said, I hope it's all good. You know, he says, oh, we got a project over here, and you wrote a formula down on a napkin. He says, you know what that that formula is? And I said, well, that's the formula for the 400 cot square. And that's the, all in the universe, everything is made in the formation of the square. And if you turn it around to the sideways, and whether everything on the earth is made from that one formula. Without a word, and this is the way, says, where do you live? What do you do? And I says, well, I'm looking for a hospital to go to, you know, and I was going to go into, go into a new field, which was called genetics. And the genetic textbook at that time was only 92 pages. And he says, have you found a hospital yet? And I said, no. And he said, well, would you like to work for me? And I says, you know, of course I didn't know what he did. You know, that was the other thing, too. About a minute and a half later, I knew what the hell he did. And I said, I actually responded. I said, you mean all of the data in the world on disease you want to place in a mean plus formula for the hospital stage? Yes, I do. Well, and he pulled out a checkbook. He said, you got a place to live? I said, no. And the movie star that was with me, he says, he's bunking with me for a while, you know, that type of thing. That was what it was called then. And he said, well, we've got some places up there by Universal Studios. And he wrote out a check for six figures. In those days, that was a lot of money, you know. That was a lot of money. It's a lot of money today, really. A lot of money there. Yeah. Ended up with a Volkswagen car, a new apartment, which was turning into a, what they were starting to call condominiums. He assigned me to one of his people, which died and his company went. That company was the highest selling company of its type in its time, sold several years later. I think his son still has the doorknob of the first building that we had. Yeah, that's what that was, and that's what we did. We figured out the length of stay, and I was part of that. And that's probably, you know, and I got a stock check. I'm not going to tell you what that was about a few years later. And then HMO started, Health Maintenance Organizations. And doctors were afraid of socialism at the time. And so they developed their own corporations now. And now we're where we are, past the other system where care is only monetized in terms of computer systems. So no professional responsibility is in the equation of the math. What you see in the death panel and what I'm going to face up to the Chinese and to the present Congress, which I've already done my job here on Parker Pathways. I've told my audience about it. I gave you the chance you had. I told you then it was the saving of your life, and I meant it. Those mathematics now are going to be placed in the terms of the ICD-10 codes, which are the recent codes for diagnosis for a disease, and they're going to be placed in the cloud. That's the end game. And when they're placed into the cloud, you're going to be forced into determination of these questions that I've been coming on today in terms of creation, the formation of the development of what that's worth. So what you're going to have here is it's all going to be based on the metrics of fluids in your body, the water in your body, the amount of water it takes to make things, and I've told you about that. I even did a show and gave you the actual figures. But it's going to be based in accounting. It's called the Base Erosion and Profit Shifting Project. And what this is about is globally, when there's not going to be any money, you see. So the whole process is going to be based on the changing of the accounting systems, on the reorganization of the global tax laws. That's what's on the table this week. So it's prophecy. Excuse me. It's actually prophetic. Here I'm talking with you. And I'm talking with you, and I'm one of the guys that helped put the diagnostic-related codes together. And the infrastructure is going to be made through patents. And guess what? You know, involved with the patents. Patents development and the terms will be based on the accounting. And this is taken from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It's going to transform businesses throughout the world. And these accounting systems are the idea of called the tax tracker. It's all going to be based, for instance, like let's take the country of Chile. They have the Chile International Revenue Service on the resolutions that defines requirements that will need by foreign residents to apply tax treaty benefits. In Mexico, they have a tax reform package that has a corporate taxpayer paying for the permanent establishment of new lives that are born on the earth as part of your tax system. South Africa is going to be the latest budget system of the Minister of Finance to measure the issue of the double non-taxation as it arises from debt instruments as a result of newborns. In England, it's going to be the Treasury's presenting the business tax round map is providing the classifications of what's called the BEPs, which I just gave you, which are the Base Erosion Profit Sharing Project, determination of your worth, which I've been talking about in the death panel since I presented it on air. In Japan, the changes that are enacted in the tax reform bill will include the transfer pricing of documentation of all medical services. Australia. The Australian Treasury is based on the consolidation of feedback on the non-transfer pricing guidelines in the company accounting books on the tax function. It's not going to be based on how many people you have in the company. It will be what their worth is. In China, is the administration of the taxation is issued, will be issued what's called the consolidated draft of the transfer pricing rules. These transfer pricing rules, actually, if you look at them carefully, they are called intergroup services and intangible transactions. The intangible transactions on the tax book are things like your worth in terms of organ transplants, or if it's blood supply, as basic examples. There's really more of them, but that's the basic idea. And then in India, it's called the All Future Unilateral Advanced Pricing Agreements will include a provision allowing for the exchange of details of how competent the person is that's working, but as the value of that competency. It will be called the Exchange of Information of Worth. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and I would be amiss if I didn't mention something of great value in terms of energy and how the people plan to see this. The idea of nuclear fusion as a power of the future is the way it's planned. And in St. Paul of Esperance, France, there's the machine called ITER. It's the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor. It's really pronounced ITER, but that's its I-T-E-R. And it's the idea of nuclear fusion. And the Russians and the United States have been working closely on this multilateral effort in the European Union. The European Union has a 45% stake in ITER, and the United States and Russia and China have 9% each. The idea is producing heat, not electricity, and if it works, why, of course, you have the energy that it consumes, which is much smaller. Fusion experiments. The idea here, of course, is the idea that they have produced less energy than they use, but they're expecting that experiment to continue to have the new to French nuclear plant standards, which prohibit drilling into concrete, by the way. And the idea of having clean energy into the formation of the pieces of the Tomahawk and the other components, including that giant supercomputing electromagnet, which is 100 feet diameter. And of course, it's 100 feet tall. And it's fabricated in certain, in each country has a piece that they're pacing into the ether. Now, the Energy Department in the United States has a budget of $5 billion. So what they're going to do is take Obamacare process in the terms of the human worth as to what the value will be of the energy, because that's part of the matrix. And I've been asked to participate in the Brain Project, of course, in terms of the energy system that can be allocated to the brain function within the matrix for the valuation of human beings within the new healthcare system. We'll see how that goes in terms of, this is quite real, it's quite a big project. There are five countries involved. When plasma is at the proper temperature and density, you can the isotopes can collide and they can fuse and they release the high energy neutrons. And then the neutrons hit a blanket. It actually converts that energy into heat, and then the helium and all those impurities are removed, and they're diverted to the bottom of the chamber. And then the blanket, which is around this on the magnetic field, will take, and heat will be used to make steam to spin a turbine or generate the electricity. So the external magnets on this generator of the fusion will have microwave heats at 150 million degrees Celsius. So you multiply your 9 plus 32 and you get how much Fahrenheit you're talking about. So the thing is that we're having the process of development of energy and heat within the cloud of the of what you simply would call the hospital data. And this is quite real and is the next step. And what has to happen is that remember I talked to you about the C2G2 privatization of climate change, where they want to put a belt of chemicals around the earth to keep the sun from overheating the earth. What happens, I'm giving you the question, if your creation myth was true, then how do you keep your soul from overheating? It's a legitimate question. See you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome aboard for the last part of the third hour, of which we're getting into some shift of tax reasons for epigenetics and genetics. We have Paula from Maryland. Thank you very much for calling, Paula.
Hi,
welcome
dear.
Aboard.
I'm going to be quick with this. Let me ask you if there could be listeners network started, because I hear Jeff from Idaho calling regularly, which is not a complaint. And I wonder, like, for instance, if I'd be very interested to, share notes with him. So do you
share
think you could start a listeners network whereby if he consented, he could give out his contact information, or he could even create a new email address, just for this show, and then those listeners that... I'm sorry, do you not understand what I'm speaking of?
You mean you want me to share notes with a listener?
Now, okay, what I'm saying is I hear Jeff from Idaho calling regularly, and I'm interested in the notes that he has. And what I'm saying is... could we write in and request, if Jeff or anybody else were to consent, could we request that Jeff's contact information be shared so that the listeners could share notes with each other?
I would have to be out of the loop on that because those are projects that we're working on. Changes of brain waves, the development of magnetic fields, that all have to do with water and the process of that. You'd have to take that up with him.
That's fine.
My shows, Paula, are copyrighted.
And oh, so I see.
You see what I mean? And then so I've done that on purpose so there would not be sharing of notes.
Okay.
That the other end, what's going to happen is, if God willing and the rest of it, is that it's all going to be written out because everything's in progress.
Okay.
See, once you do the other notes of the project. Now, there have been several listeners that have been starting chat rooms for Parker Pathways.
Okay.
And they've had computer problems to do that, but I'll tell you one thing. If there was the chat room for Parker Pathways, I'd be more than glad to share thoughts and notes with listeners. I'd be more than glad to do that. But it has to be a chat room to make it legal. See, to work.
Okay.
'Cause I'm not. You know, that's just
okay.
The story.
No, that's fine. That's good to know. So. Okay, so we can just write your email address for that.
Sure. My email is kwati sbcglobal.net.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so I'll pursue that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, Paul, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Not a problem.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I've worked this show into my schedule so that I probably will not miss it. I've even rearranged my church time.
Oh, you're wonderful. That's God's work right there. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. The brief notes that I'm going to go through is the events that have happened through the week. But I wanted to talk very quickly about something that about attention deficit disorder. Apparently it's affecting more people, about 17 million people, and that's the latest figure that's coming out of behind the back door, you might say. For functional medicine. But what I want to communicate when you look at the work, it's like dodging epigenetics, you know, where in epigenetics you have developments in utero, you know, in the uterus carrying the childhood, you have environmental chemicals, you've got autoimmune disease, and you have diet. And I had two shows I was doing on epigenetics some time ago, and of course it has to do with the DNA methylization, it's called. The methyl group, which is an epigenetic factor, is found in some dietary sources. It can tag a DNA to activate, and you can repress genes. And that's where a lot of the aspects associated ideas of attention deficit disorders occur. With that being said, I'm just going to give a little sidebar. And, you know, in therapy, a lot of times, veterans, as myself, let's say we need rehabilitation, let's just say, and there's an organization called Horses for Heroes. And the horse is your therapist. And there was a little statement that was made by someone else, and I'm going to chase it down, that injuries to the mind is a is a soul injury. S-O-U-L, soul injury. And before the break, I wasn't kidding when I said, who's going to save your soul within the process of the new matrix for the development of energy and humans on the earth when your medical information is in the cloud? You have different forms of energy. You have allocations within different kinds of matrix within legislative bodies. And that is real. You know, that's going on. This is the direction it's going. So let's say that you, and I believe that, you know, that it's a soul injury. When you have post-traumatic stress or you have injuries that come through the world, and you ask yourself, if you have a moving through your life and you are thinking about the universal synthesis within yourself. In other words, the universal synthesis, which is used by all cultures in the terms of creation, is that, quote, the Father and I are one, unquote. And this is where they go into various forms of writings in the mystical terms in religious books, as talking about the presence of the universe and both for, you know, physical and spiritual. And what's translated in Sanskrit is a word you lose. I learned this at Oxford, is that one with his psyche or soul and he with it. In other words, the universe is the process of he as a psyche and his soul. What I'm going to present to the Chinese is the process of saying, well, if the determination of the value of human beings by which you have in terms of what you want for our jams and you want for the food, and you're having the hospital data in the cloud, then the determination of the fact is, who's to say that the formation of what such things as attention disorder or post-traumatic stress is part of the sensitivity, which is there is another magnetic field. And that magnetic field cannot be measured within the cloud. This is your determination of this. You've got to keep in mind that the future war is not the determination of territories. It's a determination of keeping the territory intact without humans, or to have the universal synthesis as part of your identity within your record. Now, I want you to think about that. That's quite real. So the thing is that where we're at here is that, let's say, as an example, you have the hyperactivity and the attention disorder for children, and you're asking yourself, well, the linkage to ADD would be in something like intestinal dysbiosis. In other words, where you have the development of beyond the probiotic, but you have different chemicals which are approved in terms of your stress element of the histamines. Or let's say you have methylation dysfunction, which is the formation of cell methylization of the adenosine triphosphate within the cell. Let's say you have amino acid imbalances. Let's say that you have fatty acid deficiencies. Let us say that you have contaminated water, which I talk about in chloramine cough health damage, all right, where the University of Pittsburgh Medical School has done studies that go 15 years back, which link contaminants in the water to children to specific hyperactive and attention disorder traits. Those references were suppressed when I went on RBN 10 years ago. The medical libraries were cleaned by the United States government for those studies. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact, and I mentioned that chloramine caused health damage is on the homepage of RBN. In terms of the virus manipulating and being able to work within their sustainability within the water itself. What about food sensitives? In In other words, if you determine out the idea that the future food will be gel, in other words, the future food for cooking, and that's not going to be completely around, you know, 3 decades from now. That's going to be in about 3 weeks from now. Artificial intelligence is in full form as a formal presentation is 2 months from now, not 2 decades from now, as what the government's trying to tell you. Every venture capitalist who is keeping up with the MIT developments of the term knows that, and each part of the engineering system within the development of things that are to be know that. Let's take the cost of epinephrine as an injector pen. Okay, if you have a two-pack, it's sold by drugstores, it's $109. Okay? Let's say that the number of wild horses are about 50,000, some of the force of that. Yet horses are not allowed within the transfer of real estate in terms of the fact that they say, well, the fact that you're in rehabilitation and trying to use that type of therapy. It's just a very interesting trade-off, you see. In other words, if you look at the amount of unit points that you'll have in your matrix in the cloud of your medical record, and you look at the ads on TV where they show a black woman against a white background, and she's doing your EpiPen and working through. Well, the reason for that is because more black females get, you know, insulin disruptors. And that's part of the genetic epigenetics that's going on with black people. Now, let's say the number of terrorist plots and attacks in the United States since 9/11 are estimated by the government to be 93. Now, what happens if you determine in your system of determinations of out where you have people who are in this country who are saying, well, if you're an immigrant within the sanctuary city, you get more points for being alive. When you have legal evidence that there is a possibility that some people that are here that are not legal, all they have to do is become American citizens, but they want to have the two-country system, see? A lot of say, well, being in two countries is the way of life. No, it's not. You can select to be the country you're in, and you can cross the border and become a citizen of it. So how is it that we're taking disease traits and in terms of the fact and comparing them to the life of horses and being in the fact that the insulin pen is a sacred system of which we only give it to certain people? I'm just asking. That's a question for you to ponder. I mean, President Trump has started the Office of Innovation, of American Innovation. And the reason one of the charges in that is this very question I've given you. You see, in terms of stress on the attention deficit disorder, and the fact of the new code is the fact of stress about climate change. And they're saying that they want the safe zones for adults because of the stress of climate change. Well, it's really called weather. You see? What about the movie, which is, like Serendipity, is talking about the Shroud, where the character becomes Jesus by being involved with the Shroud? I was actually involved with the Shroud, too, in terms of, indirectly, it's a long story, but analyzing the Shroud was a long time ago. But think about that. If you have the determination of the soul as a measurement quality of becoming Jesus because you're looking into the Shroud, because that's what the movie's about. I didn't see the movie, and by the way, I didn't know the movie was coming out until yesterday. So, let's see. You have artificial intelligence robots. Complexities will be in about 5 years. And, you know, you want to tax robots because they're doing the job of humans. That theme has been going around for almost 6 months. Donald Trump has only been in office for about 75 days, is it, or something like that? And already the leftists, whom I feel do not know what they're talking about, except they're just trying to put forth a socialist agenda, because they're not taking in consideration what we've been talking about today. They haven't put in that the manufacturing will be automatic. Manufacturing work will be automatic. They won't be a soul. And they say so. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And thank you for listening.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, everyone. Very quickly on the movements that relate to our 3-hour program today. The Federal Reserve wants to nationalize stocks and bonds. And, of course, the Hollow Earth Project in the North Pole by Admiral Byrd will be used as part of the Russians' attempt to take over North Pole. The pension funds are expected to decrease by the market crash coming within the next few months. And the idea of the United States nuclear plants in the U.S. They are closing for, you know, decreasing the income of smaller towns, and so the fusion idea will be coming in shortly, which I talked about today. In Omaha, Nebraska, gravel roads are used to save money without paying for the public works. And, of course, sand is being used more because of the fracking. And, of course, that's used and it's going into the smart dust robot sensors projects, but it's mostly used for fracking. Of course, Wisconsin has the best sand for fracking. And Maryland, of course, has banned fracking. And by the way, the Smart Dust Project, which is Obama's army, it's called, is going to be considered on the stock market at about a $16 billion market. And, of course, that's where the Al Gores of the world are going to head. And companies now can ask questions about your, they call it the snowflake test, where they can ask questions about your subconscious answers concerning your ability not to handle the stress and be political and see if they want you in their company. And the leftists, their councils that are developing in the United States, which I talked about with one of the callers today, to make people pay for free school. And this is very much part of the investment community's contention. And there is the EPA banning chlorophylls for the fruit on the spring, and the using that particular pesticide. But the workman's comp laws do not allow recovery for the damages of those sprays. So that's going to be presenting as quite a problem. So there's the idea now, let's say, for human beings to have long-term care as caregivers in the death panel will cost about $730,000. I welcome all of you and thank you very much for Parker Pathways today. We've covered the integration of water in the terms of the concept of what you're worth, where it's going, how it'll be on the new tax laws. I want to thank the producer for putting us on and making this possible, and support RBN as a station for our types of shows. And to all the people out there, great love to you, and you know who you are. We'll see you next week, 10 to 1 Central Time, on Parker Pathways on RBN.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.